Yep, vous écoutez Trempe-l'Opline sur RCV 99 et sur PFM 99.9. Cette semaine, émission spéciale Métronomie avec une interview exclusive réalisée par my man Patch et moi-même le Cam. On a capté Métronomie au Grand Mix le 1er avril à l'occasion de leur concert sautillant. Vous écoutez le titre You Could Easily Have Me du premier album Pig Pain.
Metronomy.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing, guys?
Pretty good.
Yeah, very well, thank you. Just got here today. Had a beautiful drive. It has been sunny. And now we're not. We're out. We're indoors.
Watching Sopranos DVDs.
As sunny as Brighton.
I don't know. Has it been in Brighton? That's good.
It was dark when I left this morning, yeah. So I can't comment on today. It was sunny yesterday.
Le titre Radio Ladio, Métronomie dans Trempe-l'Opline.
Yeah, what's her name? She's taking my breath.
what's your name? What's your name? What's your name? Her name is
Metronomy, a band or a solo artist? Is it only you?
That's a difficult one. It walks the line between the two. It's kind of in the studio. It's just me kind of recording and writing. But actually, no. Kind of nowadays, the least amount of time is spent in the studio, and more time is spent touring. So it's kind of the three of us, really.
When you play live, you're three.
Mm. Yeah. Metronomy is three. So now, as a live, yeah. As a live band, yeah. Yeah, as a live band.
So it's kind of both.
Yeah.
So it's not really a monarchy, right?
Well, monarchy.
Monarchy.
It's yeah, more like the king.
It's more like anarchy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right.
Spécial métronomie dans 30 tremplopline. My heart rate rapid. We'll be right back.
is there a link between metronome and astronomy in the meaning of
Oof.
The band?
Yeah, I think when I was like when I came up with the name, I think I was imagining it was a cross between the words metronome and astronomy. It's like, you know, looking, the study of the rhythms. Yeah, you get me.
So how old are you, the three of you?
I'm 26.
I'm 25.
And I'm 28.
All right, so the first album was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But what have you been doing before Metronomy? Were you playing already in bands or...?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in me and Gabriel have always been in bands together, it seems. So, like, yeah, I was playing in bands with Gabriel, and I was at university, like, you had normal things, watching television.
Student.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the story behind Peak Pain? How did it come to life?
The name or the record?
The record and the story.
Okay. Well, it's just like, I guess with Pit Pain, it was, you know, I started doing things on making music and just did lots of things and never really imagined working towards an album or anything like that. And so that first record is more like just kind of getting a bunch of songs together that had been done before. You know, it's almost like a compilation of what had been done before. Yeah. And so it's also, I guess, like the very first. I mean, some of the tracks on that record are actually like very old. Like some of the kind of things I did when I was. It's weird, in fact. It's like, cause I think that, like the song Love Song for Dog, which is on that record. Like, I think I did that when I was maybe even like 17, and at the time, kind of didn't really think it sounded that good, and then kind of came back to it. Age 20 and was like, oh, I like this. So yeah, it's a compilation.
Extrait du premier album de Metronomy, Peak Pain, le titre The Third, Champlopine.
it's with the album Nights Out, it's really the beginning of your identity now as a band, or and is it like,
well, yeah, it was until, well, no, yeah, it is. Well, I guess, yeah, it's the thing is, it's the first record that's had proper kind of a proper label behind it and
Unity and
publicity. Yeah, yeah. So it's a lot of, for to a lot of people, you know, quite often in interviews people will say, refer to Nights Out as like your first album, mm-hmm. and we'll kind of say there is another one, and they'll be like, oh, I didn't know. But so you've done well to know that there's two records.
Yeah, it's like the first, I guess, from the start, the very start of Nights Out, the idea behind the album, there was the band, there was how he looked on stage, yeah. there were the videos. It was kind of a, you know, it was kind of like a, so in a way, for a certain format of Metronomy, it kind of was the start. Mm. Although we did promote pretty much the whole album pretty much as of the whole first album pretty much as a band, but yeah, really nobody knew about it.
Yeah.
It was like a secret, like kind of only a small number of people knew about it, so it's kind of like we were a secret band for the second.
Yeah. The story of this album is like during a night, right?
Kind of.
Is it like a reality, or is it more like a fiction, or is it what you experienced in the UK or in the club?
It's
scene?
Kind of, it's a mixture of all three. Like obviously there's stuff which is kind of not true on the record,
like driving the car and crashing,
yeah,
and killing your girlfriend.
But you know, I think, yeah, you know, we've like, you know, we've spent a huge amount of time out over the past 2 years, you know, and kind of I think had an involvement in like nightlife to a degree that I don't think we ever really thought we would, you know, never really expected to be kind of in clubs most nights of the week, staying up late, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's like, and then it's a mixture of that, and then kind of, I guess when you have time off and you go and see friends and you want to have a good time with your friends, and sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. It's kind of a mixture.
So about the clubs, do you feel close to bands like The Knife or Cut Copy or Hot Chip or
no. I guess out of the three of them, I'd probably say The Knife, it would be the one that I'd be most happy to be kind of compared to, or not compared to, but you know, like
it's like Heartbeats and Heartbreaks, it's
yeah it's kind of, yeah, and like I think the Knife are they're a bit more, I don't know, there's something quite, some ones, well, some of their stuff, I don't think I've even listened to loads of their stuff.
Mm.
But bands like them, there's a certain kind of, I think, like a depth to the quality of the kind of sounds they make and the vocals and things like that maybe I'd like to imagine we would have in common. But I'm not saying there is a depth necessarily to Metronomy. There is.
Oh, there is.
Check this.
The year is 2006.
Metronomy remix les Klaxons, Atlantis to Interzone.
You start the edge. Anyone on the throne. Let's
the French cheese, the French frogs. From
roast beef. From a roast beef perspective.
Yeah. Roast beef. You made some connections with for a remix with Breakbot or Sébastien Tellier.
Yeah.
So how did it happen, this connection? Is it through the label?
The Breakbot one was strangely, the Sébastien Tellier one was through his record label in the UK, which is kind of quite a small, you know, I think that first record, it kind of I guess wasn't really a huge, like, there was obviously the song which was popular, but
it was a cult, it was very much a cult,
yeah,
release in England, you know, very, only a small number of people knew about
it. And that was before I'd even
that was one of the first remakes.
Yeah, it was before we'd even signed with Because or anything like that, so yeah, it was quite a long, it was just a strange connection.
And how did the Breakbot, I don't actually know how the Breakbot one came about. Did we know him before?
Did we know him before?
Like, because I remember meeting him quite a while ago, but was that before the remix?
I can't remember. I think he's done stuff on our manager's record label. I think that's probably it.
Oh, right. Okay.
And Stephen, our manager, suggested to use him, yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
And I think this is one of the best remixes. The
Breakbot.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the best remixes I've ever heard with anyone.
Yeah.
Not just Metronomy or him. I love it.
The brilliant. Sound is really laid back.
Yeah.
It's
going good. West Coast.
Yeah.
Cruisy.
Yeah.
Attention, chef-d'œuvre. A Thing for Me, remixé par les Français de Breakbot.
about remix, you made or productions. You made a production for Rodney Smith.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The R O D, the N E Y. So how did it go? Because you don't look really well. It's two scenes, quite different.
We're all but hip hop.
Yeah,
through and through. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Check out Jack Gabriel Shears.
Yeah, look, there you go, listeners.
Joe knows a lot more about hip hop than you would think.
First, why did I did a remix, like a remix for him ages ago? Yeah,
Hopefully Deep. Yeah.
Sorry,
it's Hopefully Deep, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully Deep.
Yeah, and I think he just liked it and was getting stuff together for the new record and like just it was suggested that we did something and it kind of just worked out very nicely, really. You know, it's kind of, and like, and it is like, you know, it's like we're all kind of, it's like someone like him especially, like I remember hearing when I was like a teenager or whatever, skateboarding and getting high listening to Roots Beneath, you know, it's like quite a nice thing to have someone like that who you kind of looked up to when you were, you know, listen, like, you know, young and listening to music, and then to actually kind of do stuff with them, and for it to be quite nice and good. That's the real payoff.
Rodney, about that song, was it popular a little? Because it sounds a bit like a summer hit, you know, like the song of the summer.
What the yeah. I don't know. I think it might have been played on One Extra, which is kind of like the urban,
the BBC
urban. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah,
it
wasn't
played on the radio a bit. But yeah, it sounds like they could do the re-release when the weather starts getting
better. Yeah, I think I always imagined it as a kind of summer. Again, Chrissy,
really?
Yeah. Let's put on the break for remix and then listen to that.
Metronomie produit pour Roots Manuva. Let the Spirit Temple Plain spécial Metronomie.
Gentlemen, most distinguished, pepper format, linguistics, mystic in one's approximation, verified restyle my formation. It's my duty to the declaration, word power inside my decoration. I don't matter, get to Tom Guang, go get things. Man, I'm on a bet, so steady, we set things. Ordered lead, the ordered B, the tenement sent with the sword for thee. Down clashing, arresting the crew, simply done by the things we do. Grown men setting the trend, study the zen. Real, we feel, rewind, we come again. Ever more bouncy, no need to re-announce me. Trying, they try, but they just can't denounce me.
They shall all know me. Let the spirit move you.
Cause we're growing.
Let the spirit serve you.
So that means my pen.
Let the spirit know you.
Holy Ghost, hit them, them.
Let the spirit move you.
They shall all know me.
Let the spirit move you.
Tantamount, summon the part, the pure heart. Resource from the first resort, the word spoke. Actuality of the zone and emotion. We make the most of the cozy commotion. Akin to things, we're into things. It's with mind and soul, we bling within. Stay true to us, we do for us. Article of that such and such. Man a man, been anointed from long time. Man a man, seen a point from long time. And yes, it's very necessary with we. And that necessity be of the utmost importance. Applied with that urgency. The we, the us, the I and the T. Set for motion, we shall be freed.
They shall all know me. Let the spirit.
told them dudes I was sensitive. You ain't down for mine, I can sense your shit. Stick to my own, I ain't one to mix with the hoopla, rah rah, or the pull of tricks. Friends come and go, but we hip it to the causes. Reason and stature, my definition of the Lord is the strength that break the shackle and chain. The strength that break the shackle and the brain.
Let the spirit move you. Let the spirit soothe you.
Even though we come last every time.
So last year, would you have voted for Sébastien Tellier?
Yeah, we actually did. We watch it at the party.
We watched it at the Eurovision party.
Yeah. Do you have them in France?
Yeah, we're all together.
Does anyone have little get-togethers,
like friends?
Yes, watch the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yes, of course.
We were at one last year, and it was Sébastien Tellier. It was pretty amazing.
It was good.
You know, but then the funny thing is that the thing that I realized, because every year you see like these people you've never heard of, and you always just look at them, you think like, God, this is a pile of crap or whatever. You think
like the Finnish,
he's crazy. Yeah. But then you kind of see someone like Sébastien Tellier, he's associated obviously like in France and maybe in England, like people know that he's a bit cool. But once it's on Eurovision, it's kind of like, he could be anyone. He could be dressed as he could be dressed as a monster or anything. It's just kind of, but obviously the song's good. But this is very strange. Like, if anyone went on there, like if we went on there, we would just look like any Eurovision kind of entrance. Like, it's impossible to. I think it's very difficult to look really cool whilst doing Eurovision.
Doing the contest.
Yeah,
I think he managed it.
He did do quite well. Though, yeah.
Métronomie Malmen, la ritournelle de Sébastien Tellier.
So we'll make love on the grass and under the moon. No one can tell. just for you.
Talk about Nino Ferrer. You don't know about him, probably. An old French guy. There's an album named Metronomy.
That's the one that I saw.
Yeah,
in Barcelona. I saw a really expensive copy of it, second hand. Cost about 90 euros.
It is a ratio.
Is this a new repress?
Yes, yes.
Really, because I saw an original in Barcelona.
Like,
cost,
yeah.
90, cost 90 euros.
No,
it
might
be, doesn't it?
Sorry, it's not a gift.
No, is it good? Is it
cannabis?
Is that a good record?
Yes,
yes.
It's like Jay Dilla
at the party.
Yeah.
Except some break beats that could have been used by Jay Dilla.
Actually, no. It's Patry, not party.
It's also like a soft machine sound.
Yeah. But don't you think it looks a bit like your album?
The composition is actually,
it's looking that way. With the CD.
Can we get a
fun
time?
We need to
take
a photo of that.
And here we're going to take a
picture. And never before have we seen that. That's pretty crazy.
That's the one that I saw in Barcelona. I showed you that photo.
Yeah.
I think you can find it easily now. It has been a reprint.
Isn't it? This town, that's eerie.
Yeah, it's very strange. Thank you.
It is.
You get a car and he got a woman.
Yeah.
He got a
better
deal.
Wow. I'm going to try and find that somewhere.
That's funny.
Yeah, that is really funny.
Is this a Renault mixed with like an Opel?
No, it's a real car. It's a Honda.
Really?
Honda Insight.
It looks a bit like a Renault.
Yeah, no, there are kind of few cars which have a similar front, but.
It's the first hybrid, the first commercially produced hybrid car, and they've just
But you
just
say that like we were trying to make a statement.
Yeah,
it's
what
it looks good.
Pimp my Honda.
Tiré de Nights Out, le titre Heartbreaker, Metronomy dans Tremplopline.
Your heart.
Après Heartbreaker, le titre Holiday, Metronomy Trompe-l'Oplaine. Thank you.
come your release has been re-released by Karl Lagerfeld?
I've got no idea.
It's like,
it's just a, yeah,
it's a strange quirk. Well, it's, you know, like, it's funny because for whatever reason he's become like really keen to being involved with us, and like, for, you know, we're kind of, I guess it's just the whole thing is so kind of bizarre and like and unusual for us. I think the attitude we've had has just been like, you know, when are we ever gonna have this kind of thing happening for us again? Like, we might as well enjoy it. And like, yeah, and totally. So, and you know, I think, I guess he's kind of, he's he, like,
he's doing,
you know, he's quite an iconic
reason,
guy, and like, and it's like, it's, I suppose it's just, it's like a mixture of us feeling flattered by the whole thing, and then obviously the record label are very into the idea as well, very keen.
And you know, he is genuinely, he does genuinely like the music.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
a proper music fan.
Mm.
And he's worked with, you know, he's taken photos of some quite cool bands and stuff in the past, so, you know, it's all good, as far as I'm concerned.
It's just very strange. Very strange. Yeah. We never, like, had any intention of kind of aligning ourselves with, yeah, like, the fashion world or anything.
Yeah.
But seeing as it's happened, it's just kind of like, it's a story to tell your children, you know?
Ça peut paraître weird, mais comme nous, Karl Lagerfeld est fan de Metronomy. Tout de suite, Back on the Motorway. vous écoutiez Trampoline, spécialement dédié à Métronomie. On va se quitter avec le titre Black Eye Burnt Thumb. Vous pouvez nous retrouver sur internet à l'adresse trampoline.blogspot.com et sur les radios RCV à Lille et PFM à Arras. Un grand merci à Patch, Trampoline, Cam et Bibs.